Hello. It's a winter afternoon in Gurgaon. Luckily, there was some sun today, but it's still really cold. Welcome to the 32nd episode of the Naina Radio Experience. And today I'm going to be answering a question I received on Twitter, which I have received earlier also. So it's not a unique question or a unique thought. And I'm sure there are people who've been thinking about it, but haven't really asked it. The question was, wait, I think I've put it away from my screen. The question was on the lines of if I'm a wait, will my future in-laws be opinionated about my career as a fashion blogger? Am I at a risk of not being accepted as a fitting bahu? Honestly, without any malice towards the person who asked me this question, what the fuck? Like, what? Okay, first of all, I'm not really the right person to answer this question because I don't really look at myself as a bahu, if you know what I mean. I mean, if any of you have been following my work or whatever I do or whatever I post online, I'm not really bahu material, okay? In the traditional sense of the way. I'd like to think I'm the best bahu that my mother-in-law has, but that's a different conversation. And what has that got to do with being a fashion blogger or your fitness as a bahu? Like, no, don't think like that. It's what are you doing? I on the one hand, I kind of empathize and I feel bad that girls have to think about stuff like this. It's total bullshit. On the other hand, it makes me angry and I want to give some good advice or decent advice about this, but I honestly don't know where to start. And I've thought about it. I have a whole notepad file open with all the things I thought I'm going to talk about, but it just makes me so angry when I actually start thinking about it. Will my future in-laws be opinionated about my career as a fashion blogger? Future in-laws, that's in the future, first of all. So let's leave that on the side for now, for just a minute. Will they be opinionated? Well, if you let them be, they will be opinionated about everything. There's no question about it. If you let them have, look, people have opinions. There's no escaping that. Anyone, whether it's you, your own parents, or your future partner's parents, everyone's gonna have opinions. Who gives a fuck what their opinions are anyway? What are your opinions? Do you feel that you're not a fit enough human being because you're a fashion blogger? Worth considering. What is a fashion blogger? Like, what is a fashion blogger? Is a fashion blogger someone who wears clothes, different brands of clothes? Oh, I'm wearing a t-shirt today, so I'm going to get a photographer to photograph me and then I'm going to post it on the blog. Does that make you a fashion blogger? A lot of people think I'm a fashion blogger. I'm not. I think a fashion blogger is someone who knows fashion, who writes about fashion, who understands, textiles, who understands collections, who understands what seasons are, who understands the fashion industry, and then writes about it, shares their experience about it, is deeply entrenched in it, and specializes in the fashion industry, and then blogs about it. In my opinion, that is a fashion blogger. Now, lately, the definition has changed to include people who wear clothes and pose and hawk fashion brands products that they are fashion bloggers. And there's nothing wrong in that either. This whole thing that, oh, so and so is a fashion blogger, some people think that they're being condescending because they're implying that that person doesn't have a brain. That's bullshit. Some of the fashion bloggers are some of the hardest working people I know. And it's condescending to think that it somehow makes you an unfit human being, or that you're not smart because you're a fashion blogger, or that someone might think that you're not smart because you're a fashion blogger. First of all, fuck them. Who cares? You're doing what you enjoy, right? You're doing that something that you find fulfilling. Now, I understand if you start out initially and 10 people tell you, अरे ये क्या फैशन ब्लॉगर, कपड़े पहन के खड़े हो गए कैमरा के सामने तो तुम फैशन ब्लॉगर बन गए. सो या यू हैव दीज वॉइस इन योर हेड दैट टेल यू दैट यू नो मे बी यू आर नॉट गुड इनफ एंड दिस इज मोर अ सेल्फ कॉन्फिडेंस इशू दैन वेदर यूर अ फैशन ब्लॉगर और अ फोटोग्राफर और एनी थिंग एल्स. दिस इज मोर अ वुमन इशू, स्पेशली इन अ कल्चर लाइक इंडिया where we when we grow up we are taught ki you have to be perfect in everything you do otherwise you're not good enough and that if something bad happens to you or you make a mistake and you fuck up in your career that it was your fault. So we grow up with this kind of crap and which is why then we come up with questions like these. Who gives a fuck? Why do you let them give a fuck? Do it. If you like doing what you do, your in-laws, whoever you choose your partner to be, hopefully that partner is going to be someone who's smart. The partner could be male, female. I mean, hopefully India will reach that point where same-sex marriages are allowed, which is bullshit that it isn't allowed right now. And hopefully their parents, that partner's parents, will also be smart enough to understand that it is none of their goddamn business what I do as my career. And before you get married, before they become your in-laws, they'll know what you do, right? Because if you're lying to them, then you have bigger issues than just being perceived as a fashion blogger. Why does anyone think that it's, why would anyone think that it's not a fitting career choice? Are you happy doing it? Do you feel satisfied doing it? Does it challenge you? Does it help you grow as a person? Are you getting paid to do it? What's wrong in all of that? If all of these are true, then great. What they think then is their problem. How you react to their opinion is then your problem, of course. And I would suggest that you put it clearly on the table and say that, look, if you are not going to be involved in the well-being of my personal and professional life, then you are not going to be involved in disparaging it either. If you're not going to encourage me, then you're not allowed to discourage me either. I would look, it's going to be a new family. And ideally, you should be welcoming that new family, and they should be welcoming you as a member of that family. So that involves you becoming a member of that family. And people will tell you that, I don't think this is good for you. Maybe you should try this. And if it's coming from a point of view where they actually understand what it is that they do, then there's no harm in listening to them. What you do at the end of the day is still your call. If for example, my dad didn't know about blogging or didn't know about Instagram, and he sees a photo of something that I shot and I posted on Instagram, and then he comes and tells me, "Arey, this is not nice. How can you do this?" I'm going to react to him like he's my dad, like he's someone I respect. He's an elder in the family. I'm going to be polite to him, but I'm not going to let his opinion affect my work, because he doesn't probably understand what I do. It doesn't make him a bad person, doesn't make me a bad person. It just means that there is a communication gap there, that there is a generation gap there. And you need to be polite to your elders. So be nice to them, but you don't have to do everything they tell you to do. Just because they're your elders, your parents, or your in-laws doesn't mean that they're somehow smarter. They might have more experience in number of years, yes, but they probably have no experience in what life is today for someone like you at your age. Things change, and things change really rapidly these days. So I'm not saying be an asshole to them, but I'm also saying don't let them be an asshole to you. So it's kind of a heartbreaking question also at the end of the day, because the traditional sense of a bahu was that you'd stay back home and you'd cook and clean and you'd feed and fuck all that shit. I don't do that anymore. I don't recommend you do that anymore. I recommend that instead you should have a career where you can afford to hire house help who does that for you, so that you have time to further grow your career. Yeah? Don't cook. Why do we even need a kitchen? Unless you really enjoy cooking and it's something that you are like, oh my God, I love doing this. Or if you're a food blogger, then do it by all means. But why? Hire someone to do it for you. There are so many people who deliver food home these days. Good food, healthy food, non-processed with no refined sugar food that can be delivered home. But you have to sign up for a lifestyle which you can then afford to do that, which means you better excel at your career. And it doesn't matter what that career is. You could call yourself a fashion blogger currently because that's what you do, but 2 years down the line, it could evolve into completely different things. I don't even know what those things can be because technology is evolving at such a fast pace. It's hard to keep up. That in itself is a big chore. And if you're not enjoying it and if you have doubts about it in your own head, then expecting someone else to understand or convincing them of, the value of what you do is going to be harder. If you yourself are not convinced that, achha, this is how or why I do what I do and why I enjoy it so much, then you're not going to be able to convince anyone about it. It's nice to have allies, trust me. Your family can comprise of great allies. You don't have to have people who agree with you 100% of the time. I would recommend that you have people who disagree with you but still hold hands. They're still friends. They might not agree with even 50% of what you do, but they're there for you. That's important. Support is important. So going in thinking ki are bahar mein gaye in-laws mujhe kya karna hai, look, if you are with a partner who has parents, they're their parents. You can't be disrespectful and say ki no, you are including someone else in your life and they are including you in their life. It's a family. So ideally, you build a rapport with them. You will take your time. Within the first year, 2 years, it won't be like, oh, suddenly my in-laws are the coolest. But over a period of time, that should be your goal, that you build a relationship with them. So it is possible that you have an amazing partner, right? And you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And you have a set of new parents that will be coming into your life, and they don't really get what being a fashion blogger entails. All they see is probably you posting photos of you wearing short clothes, which they don't understand, which is why they might not look at it in a positive light. Have a conversation with them before they become your in-laws. Sit down with them, not once, not twice, as many times it takes to convey to them what it is that you do, that this is a proper profession. Show the chain of money and how it travels. Money is a great convincer and persuader, trust me. If you can show that you are running a profitable business on your own, it's going to affect them in a positive way. If at the get-go they tell you that they don't want a bahu who's making money, then I'm sorry, I can't address that question or that concern in this episode of the podcast. But you're your own person. You work with brands, you have clients, there is an inflow of money, you can take care of your own self. You don't really need them or a partner in that sense. You need a partner for emotional fulfillment, for company. You have a friend and you get an extended family, so you have more people who care for you. If you look at it like that, then it makes sense. And then spending time with your mother-in-law or your father-in-law and understanding what they do, trying to understand where they come from, that will give you a better chance of talking to them about what it is you do. And I think you must invest that time if being married or being in a relationship or having a long-term partner is a choice you have. That's fine. There are people who don't want that, and that's their choice. But if, and I mean, I don't really recommend anything. I don't recommend getting married or not getting married. It's your bloody choice. I do whatever the fuck makes you happy. But if you have self-doubt about your own profession, then there are things that you need to look at internally before you even go to the point ki, will I be a good bahu? Will they think I'm a good bahu? Will they be opinionated? It doesn't matter. As long as you're clear about what you are doing, you have the tools to bring them over to your side. And you must invest time in that before you get married. Because once you are married, then the equation changes. Then a lot of people tend to take things for granted and assume that you will be a certain way. So you must have conversations not just about your professional life but also your personal life before you get married. If not with your in-laws, then at least definitely with your partner. I know a lot of people who don't even talk about, for example, having children before they get married. You have to talk about it before you get married. You can't get married and then turn around and tell your partner that you have no interest in children. Because they don't know that. Even if they agree with you, it's something you need to talk about before you get into a marriage. Ideally, you should convey this even to your in-laws. You might not want to convey it directly because you might feel uncomfortable for God knows whatever reason, because maybe you don't know them all that well. But you have to make sure that your partner conveys it to them, that both of you have no plans for having children, for example. Like, for example, me and Bharat, we have no plans of procreating. And his in-laws know it. My in-laws know it. And there will always be people in the extended family who will still come up with it. But if your in-laws are like your friends and they're on the same team as you, they'll take care of it. I know my mother-in-law does to a very large extent. And she's awesome. And it's not that I just woke up one day and there was this awesome mother-in-law served to me on a plate. I've known Bharat for a very long time. We were friends when we were children. Our parents have been friends. So I've been fortunate that way that the relationship has been around for a very long time. But it also depends on how I deal with her, how she deals with me, how engaged do I want her to be, and how clearly do I convey that to her without being an asshole. So it's entirely up to you, you know. It is entirely up to you on how you deal with these things and how you have these conversations. And like I've sorry, I've, I think I've repeated myself that if you yourself think that being a fashion blogger somehow demeans you, then that's a conversation you need to have with yourself and figure out why you think like that. It's maybe because we don't take our celebrities seriously. It's because a lot of our celebrities say silly things when we expect them to be these amazing human beings, which they're not. They're just as human as we are. They make the same mistakes that we make. They think the same silly things that we do sometimes. So we are traditionally, our parents' generation used to have celebrities that we used to worship. You know, Amitabh Bachchan is revered, for example. But it might shock you to know that he's just a regular guy. You've seen him on screen so many times, so you might feel like you know him, but you don't. There is a public persona that has been put on for your benefit, for his fans. Similarly, fashion bloggers also need to put up a persona to some extent. Just because we put out a lot of information online, we put out updates every day, Instagram stories, trying to show you what our real life looks like. And then, you know, there are polished and edited images of us wearing all these high-end brands. We're doing it because at the end of the day, we are either hawking products for a brand or we are hawking awareness for them. We are trying to promote awareness about that brand and about those products of that brand. So there is a public persona there. You are responsible for that brand there. You understand? You're doing branding and marketing. You're not, you might think you're just a pretty face who needs to pose in front of a camera. A large part of our audiences definitely believes that. But you are a brand advocate. You are promoting a brand. So you are essentially dealing in building a brand. And you're doing marketing for that brand and advertising in some cases. So there is a huge deal of responsibility here. It's not just about posing in front of a camera. For example, if any of your in-laws knows anything about marketing, you can immediately explain it to them what it is that you actually do. That it isn't just about putting out a pretty picture, you know. So yeah, if you have those tools in place, then this should not even be a consideration. Will I be a fitting bahu? Like, what is your definition of a bahu? So it depends a lot on that. If your definition of a bahu is a subservient woman who cooks and cleans, and you're currently a blogger, and eventually when you get married, that is your picture of who you want to be, then by all means, then do that. That's as long as it's your choice, as long as you feel that you have the freedom to make that choice. That's totally your call. If you want to be someone like that and your in-laws expect you to be someone who earns and runs half the family, then you have a different set of problems. So you have to manage those expectations before you get into that long-term relationship with your partner and with your future in-laws. Don't wait to get married to actually then open this whole box to them and tell them this, because that's not fair to you or to them. Okay, so this is the 32nd episode of the Naina Redu Experience. Again, I don't really want to do agony aunt kind of columns, but these are legitimate questions. I understand that a lot of girls, boys have these kind of questions. I am happy to answer them to whatever extent I can. I do feel that I might not be completely qualified to answer these questions, but I speak purely from the point of view of my experience and what has worked for me. It might not necessarily work for you. You might think whatever I'm saying is complete crap and I don't know what I'm talking about, which is fine. It doesn't have to make sense to everybody. It might not work for you. You might find a different way of looking at things because of this one sentence I said. I don't know. This is my attempt at hopefully getting you to think. If I am able to accomplish that in any way, then I think that's, you know, some form of success for this podcast and for what I do. And that's the end of this episode. As always, I'm really grateful if you have sent me questions on Twitter, on my blog, if you have left comments on the YouTube videos, and if you have subscribed to the podcast, thank you so much. It is very much appreciated. And please keep asking. Thank you for listening to the 32nd episode of the Naina Redu Experience. Bye.